We've got an awful lot of work to do before we get to that point. We're forming a brand new corporation from the ground up, and that's why the governor has appointed the folks that he has that have some experience at that. And so we've got to hire a chief executive is one of the first tasks. We've got to figure out the right legal partner to advise us on legal matters. We've got to contract with one or more of the lottery vendors. We've got to devise and contracts and work with the retail community that will host the machines and sell the lottery tickets. So we've got a lot of work to do there. We've got to train those people, the vendor themselves, set the systems up for the back office for the lottery corporation. We're required to report in a specified accounting format on a quarterly and an annual basis. We've got to have all that in place, got to hire staff, figure out the organizational chart. So we're got a lot of work to do to get this company, take out a bank loan. Once we do that, we'll rely, and we get those items in place, we'll rely on the chief executive, his or her staff, the lottery vendors, to start setting up the games themselves. And of course, all of these other things have to be in place before we can do that. Once we get that done, we feel like by next summer we'll be in position to at least do the instant tickets, the scratch-off tickets. That's kind of our goal at this point. But you can't commit to that. We don't know. because we don't know how long some of these other items will take us to have resolved. After that, we will be, at the same time, working on the interstate agreements with the multi-state games, Powerball, everybody's paying attention to that, Mega Millions. And hopefully we'll have that up and running by the end of 2019. But let me say that I'm speaking on behalf of the corporation, but also to some extent personally, because we have not had a meeting yet to even discuss that. But informally, that's sort of the speculation.